Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. It's good to see you all this morning. Let's all stand and get started in prayer this morning.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for calling us together today to worship you, Lord. And we thank you for all your provision, everything, all the good gifts that you give us, Lord. May we be a blessing with those things that you give us and just pass those along. Pray for your healing to be sent to people who need it. And I pray that if anyone needs to make a move of faith today, that they would see that you are true, you are good, you are holy, and you are the one true and living God. And so they can put their faith in you. I pray for the message that you'd bless it, the pastor preaches. And we just thank you for everyone here today. Pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. And scripture reading this morning is going to be Acts 9, verses 1 to 6. Let's all read these together, please. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, What wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Amen. And our first hymn this morning is going to be Heaven Came Down. That's hymn 438 in your book if you're following along there.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Spirit with life from above into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made when, as a sinner, I came. From his precious hand I receive. sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day.
Our second hymn this morning is going to be In the Garden, and that is hymn 187 in your book if you're following along there. Please please stand for our third hymn this morning. That's going to be Standing on the Promises, and that's hymn 335 in your book if you're following along there. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. My Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Will you please be seated? And for a special this morning, Fred and Mary are going to do Know Not One for us.
Well, you guys look good. I did that for you to take a little pressure on me, because I might be singing off key. I've been known to do that. So, but today I want to sing a song in remembrance of Jerry Bass. Anybody remember him? Years ago, he was a country and western singer. When he came here, he found Jesus as his own personal Savior, and he switched to Christian music, and he was very, very good at it. And he sang that for quite a while. So, and the other lady that I want to mention for us to be thankful for was Pat Udy. How many of you remember her? Very fantastic lady. She used to tune me out all the time. I don't know why, would you? She wanted to straighten me out. And Bess been married over almost 60-some years, and she's given up on that, so that's not going to happen. But anyway, Jerry was, I went to a choir practice here. This is 17 years ago, so it's kind of hard for me to remember everything. And we went to choir practice, and Pat was playing the music for us. And when we got done, I came out, and there's Jerry out there. And he says, Fred, how about you staying here while I sing this song? And I says, okay. He says, then we'll go out and have a cup of coffee and straighten the world out with our talk, you know, because men do that. And we straighten a lot of people out, but we'll straighten the world out. And the other thing was, when Miss Pat came back in to play for his song, he got up and sang, and he was singing really well for about 3/4 of the song. Then he forgot it. Has anybody that sings ever done that? He forgot the words, and he says, "I am just going to quit singing." And this is where Miss Pat comes in. She has an answer for everybody, and I'm so thankful for that. And he says, "God told me to quit singing." And Miss Pat says, "That wasn't God that was talking to you. That was Satan. Because Satan doesn't want anybody to sing about God's word and what God can do for you." And so, and I was sitting back there in the back, and I said, "I'm glad she's talking to him, because she talks to me like that all the time." But anyway, he took and she changed his mind. Miss Pat knew how to change people's minds. And anyway, he sang for another 20 years. Well, maybe not 20, because he's gone home to be with the Lord. And Miss Pat, as we just heard a while ago, she's not feeling too well. And I hope some of the things I tried to do to her, she's forgotten already, because she's a wonderful lady, and she tried to straighten me out. And I got straightened out a little bit, but I know I got a lot more to get straightened out too, so that's good. And the thing of it is, we are thankful for this song. Jerry used to sing it. We used to sing it at the nurse's home. Oh, all the time. And the song is still true today as it was 17 years ago. It's called "No, Not One." And I'm ready, if Miss, she started hearing me holler here, but I'm ready if you guys are. You guys ready? Okay, here we go. Let me get my glasses. I wasn't ready. Now I'm ready.
Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark, but his love can't cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Thank you, Fred. Trust that you listen to the words of the song, "No, Not One," and that's very important to realize. There's no one like the lowly Jesus.